fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 22nd of January. The prepper tip of the day is to inventory your food supply. Make sure you have what you need that's in good condition, ready to be consumed. I recommend a 2-year supply, by the way. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles, pistols, and very high-end first aid in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. And yes, he will answer your telephone beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to order a custom rifle, sign up for a class, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, give him a call at 417-718-2597. Sam, do you have a firearms tip of the week ready for us, sir?
I do. And I want to start with a quick discussion about eye relief.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people go hunting. And they have guns their whole life, and they consider themselves a very competent, very experienced hunter. That's great. We love that, right? Problem is, animals don't shoot back. And if you're competent at hunting, it doesn't mean that you're competent at defending yourself in a firefight with a gun. Those are not the same thing. They're not even the same tools, generally speaking. Unless you hunt with an M4 with a thermal or an M4 with a red dot, right? So let's talk about this thing called eye relief. When you put a scope on a rifle, your eye generally has to be 2 to 4 inches behind the scope for you to be able to see through the scope effectively and see the crosshairs and see the target and use the scope properly. Why do we have eye relief? Because guns recoil. The scope hits you in the eyebrow, it's going to cut you. So we always have eye relief designed into scopes made to go on high-powered rifles because of the recoil. Now, a lot of men, and you know who you are, be honest, you put these tactical scopes on your AR-15s. They're like 1-4 power, 1-8 power adjustable scopes. That is not good. And I'm going to tell you why it's not good. Because when you learn to fight, when you actually get some training, and you learn how to use a weapon from different shapes of cover, It's the eye relief of that 1-4 or 1-8 scope that's going to get you killed. When you're shooting from behind cover, in the majority of situations, not all, but in the majority of situations, you can't put your head in that perfect 2 to 4 inches behind your tactical variable scope. Now, that's why we use red dots. That's why we have thermals with bellows on them. Okay? And you're going to have, if you're going have a weapon to effectively defend yourself, you're going have to have a weapon with a red dot sight on it. Or if you're going be effective at night, you're going have to have a weapon with a thermal on it. And you need that flexible eye relief of the thermal. What? Why does the eye relief thermal not require a small range, like 2 to 4 inches? Well, if you're going to be on the bellows, you're going be in that 2 to 3 inch range. But you don't need to be, because you're looking at an LED screen, at a very high resolution LED screen on a thermal. So you can have the gun 30-40 inches from your eye, and you could still aim the gun. Red dot sight's the same way. You don't have to be 3 inches, 2 to 4 inches from that ocular lens on the red dot sight. You can be 15 inches away, 10 inches away, 5 inches away, 25 inches away. It doesn't care. It'll still work. You could still aim it and effectively place fire. And so my firearms tip of the week: get one rifle in your home ready to fight with. Get one gun that you can fight with. Get a suppressor on it. Get a red dot sight or thermal on it. Make sure they have quick disconnect settings on them so you can swap back and forth if you need to from day to night. Thermals actually work during the day, so if you have a thermal, you don't need to swap back to a red dot. But get one gun ready to fight. Get a suppressor on it. Get ambidextrous safety. Get a good trigger on it, an ambidextrous charging handle, and the right weapon sight. And get ready, because I'm telling you, what's about to happen in this country is unprecedented. And you need to be ready.
Well, there's not a direct correlation between 1860 and 2024, but there are a lot of similarities, aren't there?
Well, when you see the federal government threatening to use military-level violence on their own citizens, we got a problem, folks. You know, it's not Houston we have a problem. It's the whole state of Texas. It's the whole country of America that has a problem right now. And when you have presidents saying stuff and they think the microphone's off, that they're going to send F-15 down to attack their own citizens. I mean, this guy's a psycho. And here's the thing about evil. You talk about globalists. Okay, the World Economic Forum was last week. Hope you all were paying attention. Ever heard of Davos? That's right. Where they have the World Economic Forum. That's where all the evil globalists get together and scheme together. They get them all in one place to scheme together. You know what the big thing was this year?
What was that?
At Davos, is that the globalists decided that they're going to make fishing and farming illegal.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because we don't want these minions we're trying to get off our planet and kill them. We don't want them to be able to eat. We don't want them to be able to farm and grow food. We don't want them to be able to fish in the oceans and eat fish. Hell, they might live to be 100 years old if they eat a lot of fish.
Right.
We can't have that. These people are in your face. They are in your face telling you they're going to exterminate you or control you. And they have created mechanisms through our conservative states, because our legislators don't read the bills, like the two bills that got passed that are going to give them so much more control now to enforce their edicts from unrepresentative committees. They got passed by taking advantage of lazy Republicans that didn't read the bills. And they did it under the guise of oh, we have a shortage of doctors and nurses and healthcare workers and mental health workers. We need to have them work across state lines. We need to pass a law so they can work across state lines. Well, you could say that in one paragraph.
Right.
You know, what about the 200-page bill that gives them total control in the next pandemic? See, that's the part that I'm worried about. It's page 187 that bothers me. It's not doctors working across state lines. Doctors have always had the ability to work across state lines. They just needed to work with the state that they wanted to work in. Get their licensing done in multiple states. I was married to a mental health professional, supposedly, and she had licenses in three states. So she doesn't anymore, but, you know, that's her problem. Bottom line is, doctors could always work across state lines. Health professionals could always work across state lines. But they always put this little carrot at the top of the bill because that's all these lazy legislators read. And you go and you read them page 187 and they go, oh my God, I voted for that.
Right.
Yeah, you did vote for that. And you got to fix it now because that's a problem. You know, so watch that Hagman show. I quote the bill numbers. I put all the information in there. Find the bills in your state that they passed to do the same thing and go to your legislators and tell them, fix it. You screwed up.
Absolutely. I could not agree more.
It's the only thing you can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What direction you want to go next, sir?
Well, you know, we talked about having a gear segment. I think last week we talked about Mystery Ranch packs. You know, we talked a little bit about knives. We talked a little bit about gas masks. Let's talk about a light portable tent.
Okay.
Something you can pack. Okay. Back in the day, there was a tent called a Bibler bomb shelter. And the reason it's not a bomb shelter, but the reason they named it that is because it was so tough. Bibler, I think, sold the design to a big company called Black Diamond. Okay. I bought my first Bibler bomb shelter for $699. I bought my second one for $800. Now this tent has a capacity of four adults. And it's a four-season tent. It has a really amazing snow load. It can handle 100-mile-an-hour winds. It can handle lots of snow. It is a very, very tough, tough tent. It's 90 by 80 by 80 inches tall. And it only weighs 9 pounds.
Really?
And it's what we call a single-wall tent. Single wall tents are really a cool thing because if they're made of the right material and they breathe, which this particular tent does, okay, you don't get the moisture collecting on the inside of a tent if you have multiple people in there that are breathing in and breathing moisture out.
Right.
You don't get the condensation on the inside of the walls near as quickly. And so if you want to know my pick for a light portable tent that you can pack, and you can take the zip-on vegetable and give it to one person, you can take the poles and give it to another person, and you can take the tent body and pack that, and you split the weight up. Nobody's carrying more than 3 pounds, and you can sleep four people, and you can go to altitude. You can be in the worst imaginable weather, and this tent will live, and it will protect you and your gear. And so if you want to talk about tents and my pick, Black Diamond has this thing. It's now $1,300. Wow.
Wow is right.
So inflation has even hit the tent market. Imagine that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about why you would win, not why, but under what conditions would you carry a tent as opposed to leaving it at your base camp?
Well, you would want to carry a tent if you were mobile and on foot. right? And you needed shelter in the evenings, you'd want to carry a tent with you. So if you're hunting in the backcountry, if you need something in your bug out bag, you know, for emergency situations, that's a really, really good option because it doesn't weigh a lot and it gives you tremendous protection, long-term protection. I mean, you could live out of this tent for years. They're incredibly durable, incredibly well-made, highly recommended.
So are there different sizes that a person might get, a two-person or even bigger if a person needed?
There are other tents out there. You could do a two-person tent. You know, that's an option. Generally speaking, if you're in a bug-out situation, you're probably going to want a little more room. But there are other tent options as well. Let me go to Black Diamond's website and go to blackdiamondequipment.com. You click on tents and shelters. I mean, the smallest shelter would be like what we call a bivy sack, and it's generally got a Gore-Tex type shell. The highlight tent made by Black Diamond would be a great choice for a two-person tent. If you're looking for something ultralight, the First Light is a two-person tent. It's $450. That would be an excellent choice. A three-person tent, you can do the Mission 4P or you can do the Mission 3P. That's like a similar version to the Bibler bomb shelter, except I believe it uses a fly, so it's probably not as light. You know, it's a three-person tent. So there's some really good quality stuff out there. If you're looking for something lower cost in the backpack arena, for a large guy, the Mission 75 pack is an excellent choice. For a woman, the Mission 55 pack is an excellent choice. So there's some good equipment out there if you're prepping. And, you know, part of my six-hour talk, which, John, I think you've heard some of, part of that discussion on how to prepare for hard times, one of the things you've got to be really disciplined about is you've got to have a very specific plan if you're going to bug in, if you're going to stay in your home. And that may include canned food, jarred food, freeze-dried food, all those types of things. A large propane tank and a propane generator, solar panels. You know, your bug-in plan, if you have backup systems, you have redundancy in everything, that's a really good thing. But you also need a bug-out plan. And I'll tell you why. Think of the people in Fukushima, right? The people that lived, I mean, there were tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that lived around Fukushima when that power plant had problems and started to leak radiation. Those people had to leave. You got to go. You can't stay. You stay, you die. Okay? So if you have a radiation issue, if you have a dirty bomb issue, could blow up 300 miles away. But if the wind's blowing your direction, guess where the radioactive stuff is coming? It's coming towards you. The wind decides who lives and dies in those situations. The wind decides who gets to stay and who gets to move. Just like when the radioactive stuff entered the ocean outside of Fukushima, it was the currents that took the radiation where it went, right? And same thing in the air. It's the way, the direction the wind's blowing. So you've got to have a bug-in plan and also a bug-out plan, and we'll talk more after the break.
All right, break coming up here soon. Call number is 512-248-8252. Here's our break. We're right back.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you have issues with pain, issues with sleep, check out the Energy Cleaner. This is my home business. When you place your order, I personally box it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri, where they have a catfish buffet every Friday. It's become a destination restaurant. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Details at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Sam, looks like we got a caller. Are you ready for a caller?
Sure.
We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Oh, there's been much lately been put in the news about Uvalde. Have you mentioned that today? I haven't been listening much today.
We have not talked about Uvalde, no.
I don't know. There's something about it, about that guy. Things about it look just... I've listened to it in the past. I haven't looked at it lately, but it seemed at the time to be like things weren't... Things about it weren't right. And it looked like...
Things about what weren't right, John?
The Uvalde shooting.
What in particular?
Well, for one thing, the so-called memo that was supposedly created by the alleged shooter. Secondly, wait 77 minutes to move in on him, and it all seemed like, I don't know, it seems like it could be phony in some way. I mean, I'm not saying people weren't killed, but I'm wondering if isn't possibly some kind of mind-controlled operative they've set up to act to either the fall guy for it or is somebody there that they just wired up to do it. Second, why are they bringing this up and putting it out in the national news right now? It all seems very more than coincidental.
I could tell you why. Let's address that last point first. I can tell you why it's in the national news now. Okay, because last Thursday, I think it was the 18th, the Justice Department, Department of Justice, released a report after studying the failures and looking at the situation. They released a very comprehensive report of the police's response to the active shooter. Okay, and I think some of the quotes from the report include a cascading list of failures. Had law enforcement agencies followed generally accepted practices in active shooter situations and gone right after the shooter and stopped him, lives would have been saved and people would have survived. Okay, he said the Uvalde victims deserve better. This was Merrick Garland, the criminal himself. But the bottom line is these guys were struck with fear. Okay? Now, I've done an incredible amount of active shooter training for law enforcement. And I want to give you an example. This was St. Louis County. We had general officers after the deal in Aurora, Colorado. It was a school shooting in Columbine that actually triggered active shooter training around the country in law enforcement. And while doing some of that training, we would start each class with a very large department, which I shall not name, except it sounds a lot like St. Louis County Police. These guys just... You know, we got 30 or 40 of them in a class, right? And they've got 1,600 officers plus. It's a large department. So we have these street cops, not SWAT. They're street. They're guys that are just average policemen. They don't have SWAT training. They don't have specialized training. We get 30 to 40 of them in a class. And, of course, Jeremy Cantrell, the guy that was like the lead instructor in the class. He was a SWAT officer for St. Louis County Tactical Operations for quite some time. A really good guy. Really cared a lot about not only police officers, but people in general. Very brave man. Very big, strong guy. Very brave man. A lot of courage. Jeremy asked the class, the very first class, I'll never forget it. He says, how many of you, raise your hand, are willing... If you're the first police officer on scene in an active shooter situation, how many of you are willing to go after the shooter? And we'll talk about the answer to that.
After our break, we'll get back to our discussion. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org, tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. More than 9 gigabytes of information there that will entertain, educate, inform, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. All the human responses you might expect. And, of course, products will help you achieve your goals. You might want to check them out. The Energy Cleaner, the LifeWave products, and others at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Money with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Well, you will learn how to properly clean your rifle at freedomtrain.net. Let's continue where we left off, Sam.
Well, we were talking about the Uvalde shooting and the report that came out. I was telling a story about doing active shooter training in a large department. So we had 30 to 40 people in class. The head instructor asked the question, how many of you officers are willing, if you're the first car on scene, to get out with your weapon and move to the sound of the shots and terminate the active shooter? And John, I'm going to ask you a question. How many of those 30 men do you think raised their hands?
I would say maybe two or three.
Zero.
Zero, okay.
Zero, right?
No. No, and former Marines or former Special Forces troopers in there, obviously.
No, I don't know about that. But Here's the simple truth, right? Yeah, you might. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I don't know the backgrounds of all the officers, but here's the truth. Fear is real. Jeremy was outraged when no one raised their hand. He basically said, "What the F is wrong with you people? What do you mean? You won't go to the sound of the gunshots and kill the active shooter." And the responses varied from the various officers. One officer I remember said, "Hey," he said, "look, man, I don't have special SWAT training. I'm not carrying level 3 plus or level 4 armor. I have a wife and kids. I don't have special SWAT training. That's your job to do that stuff. That's not what I get paid to do." Another officer said, "Well, all I've got is a shotgun." Another officer said, "I don't get hazardous duty pay. That's not my job." Right? And so there were a lot of different responses, but they were all based in fear.
Right.
And the thing that you have to realize about human nature is less than 1% of men will move towards the sound of gunshots. Probably less than 0.1% of policemen. Now, there are guys, retired SEALs, retired special forces, like you mentioned, that know how they'll respond. They will move to the sound of gunshots. But those guys are a tiny, tiny, tiny slice of the pie when it comes to the population, the average police officer. And so when you look at Uvalde and you watch the video and you hear the testimony and you kind of study the whole thing, you realize how scared these people were. They didn't know what to do. They were afraid to do anything. They left that killer in a classroom for 70 minutes. And that killer killed 21 people. Okay, so here's the thing. If you're a coward, don't go to the police academy and become a police officer. There's a chance you might have to be required or put in a position to respond to an active shooter situation in a theater or a mall or a school or any other place where creepy people go to shoot up innocent people. So if you're a coward, turn your badge and your gun in. Go find a job you can do, you enjoy, that you're productive in, and be happy. But here's the problem. We don't train our officers. We don't know who will respond appropriately and who won't. And the vast majority of people will not respond. And I'll give you an alternative example. I was doing sniper training with the Baldwin Police Department in Missouri. They had a guy there named Lieutenant Bob Fritchley. Bob Fritchley was an E-8 in the Air Force. He was a nuclear security specialist. They had a sniper there in the department, his name was Scott. And I was sitting there in a break at lunch talking to these guys because we were also doing active shooter training in another location. We had been doing that same month. And I asked Bob, I said, "Bob, what's your attitude on this deal? If you're the first car to show up..." He didn't let me finish the question. He said, "I'm grabbing my AR-15 and I'm going hunting."
Good for him.
Let me tell you what Jeremy Cantrell, but you're talking former military, current military in the Air Force Reserve, right? I mean, you're talking a guy who's not afraid. He's not scared, right, to get in a fight. Now, let me tell you what Jeremy Cantrell's response to these St. Louis County police officers were when they told him they would not go after an active shooter. And the guy said, "Well, all I've got is a 3A vest that will barely stop a handgun round. How can you expect me to go after an active shooter?" And Jeremy looked at this man and he almost had tears in his eyes. And he said, "All you've got is a shotgun and a vest. All those kids have are their books." It was one of the most profound moments I've ever experienced while training men. And Jeremy just kind of distilled it right down to the simplest of terms. all those kids have are their books. You have to go in. And most of them shook their head. Hell no, I'm not going in. Even after that statement. So, having been through that experience with hundreds, if not thousands, of officers around the country, I can tell you that fear is real. And the only way you solve this problem is to make sure you put experienced men and that you know what they're going to do in an active shooter. You know they'll move to the sound of gunshots, and you know they have the experience and the marksmanship skills to solve the problem. Because if you don't know who's guarding your kids, Uvalde is a real possibility, because fear is real, and fear pervades law enforcement departments around the country.
Absolutely. Okay. John, you had an earlier question that you wanted to answer. What was that again?
There's another question. I this is kind of off subject, but I have come to doubt that the Nazis were behind the Reichstag's fire. I don't think it was them that did it. I think the guy they caught was the active person on the ground, but I think that he was, from his demeanor and his behavior, he sounds like he might have been some kind of mind-controlled operative that was sent in there to deliberately, possibly, to burn the set fire to the Reichstag in order to provoke, to create an incident, to provoke a reaction. You know, I don't know what you think of that, but what is your, you have any comment?
Yeah, I don't have any information on that, so I can't comment.
No, we don't.
Really.
John, thank you for your call. We need to move on. When the first Gulf War started, I called up the first sergeant in my previous Army Reserve outfit, the 10th Psychological Operation Battalion, and I offered to go back in the Army Reserve and be part of that. The first sergeant talked me out of it. He said, John, it's going to be a chemical battlefield. You want nothing to do with this. And I followed his advice and didn't become part of that. The men and women who went to that first Gulf War, almost all of them are either dead or disabled because of the vaccine they received to deal with the problems they thought was going to be on that battlefield. So I was ready to go to the sound of the guns, but I was talked out of it.
Yeah, warfare has changed. The nature of warfare has changed dramatically. It looks like we got Mike in Kentucky.
We do. Mike, good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, and I was trying to talk about this in the 90s after I saw the PATCO thing happen. Mm-hmm. Somebody recently told me about the documentary about what went on in the Czech Republic era, about how they hunted down and eventually killed everybody that was a rebel of any sort against the Soviets. And I'm referencing back comments that you made earlier, and I'm trying to piece together some documentation on that. You were talking about how the January 6th people were being kept indefinitely in prison or whatever, like a gulag, and you made reference to the millions that got put on the trains in Nazi Germany. I would encourage you to read a book called Allied War Diplomacy from 1958, I think it is. Rosnick reprints a letter sent out to all the clergy in Poland and the United Kingdom asking them to express their belief in the atrocity propaganda, which was meant to save the UK from their support of the Soviet Bolsheviks and all the atrocities that they committed. In 1944, this letter was sent out urging them to express their believability in Germany's atrocities, which to me puts the whole narrative in doubt for that whole 14 years until that letter was published. Have you read that?
I haven't read that, but you know, when the Russians do something evil, that doesn't change my opinion on the evidence of the evil thing Germans did in and around World War II.
Right. And when they came for the whoever's, I didn't speak up. You've heard that one, right? They came for,
sure. Have you been to Auschwitz?
Huh?
Have you been to Auschwitz?
No, but I understand they've revised the plaques downward, and they can't figure out how they could have burned all those people in those ovens. The chimneys were much slower. The delousing gas was should have put blue stains on the wall, you know, when it was actually that stuff that was called Zyklon B. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of holes been poked into Auschwitz. And my favorite movie is Escape from Sobibor with Rutger Hauer. Have you seen that one? You should watch that. I think Alan Arkin, some other big names are in there. Nadia Comaneci, maybe. I can't remember. But that shows how they realized that they really outnumbered these Nazis, and they had found out working on their uniforms and stuff that there was a big wig meeting happening, and a bunch of the SS and a bunch of people were going to be gone. So they did a now or never and cut the fences, and 600 out of 1,200 of them lived. And the Nazis were so embarrassed they tore down the camp and planted pine trees. So that's a very empowering movie. If any of us end up in a dank prison camp, and they probably will anticipate that, but it's called Escape from Sobibor.
Well, all I have to say is if you wind up in a prison camp, you probably screwed up.
Somehow, yeah. It should be probably fight to the death. But
if someone tries to take your freedom, you have a moral responsibility to end them. So,
sure, but they do have weapons that we may not anticipate, you know, sneaking up and injecting some sleeping gas in your entire apartment complex as they confiscate everybody they profiled from their cell phones. And even desk phones on the hook. Have you seen those stickers that say not that this phone is not secure? Anybody that uses this phone is being listened to. The military has a sheet you can print out to stick on their, all the phones.
Well, you could put that on any cell phone and it'd be accurate.
Oh, even pay phones as you walk past. The dang earpiece and the microphone can be hot going into these X-Keyscore IC reach files since the 90s. I heard inside of a daycare center, a cordless phone. I heard janitors running vacuum cleaners. I heard a five-year-old playing in the room by himself that he could not have dialed because it was a safety phone that had programmed buttons for mom, dad, and the police. And I have a witness for that. I was gaslighted by law enforcement and until that happened. Ex-cop kept trying to tell me I was hearing two-way radios from the local yokel's utility company. And I'm like, no, there's no way. This is not even local phones, you know. out of the area code, backhauled audio on phones on the hook. Or in one case, it was a woman's phone. Her baby was playing around the phone. I called her up and I said, is there any way your child was playing with this phone and dialed me? And she hung up and called me back and said, don't ever call here again. My husband's ex-law enforcement. or my husband's law enforcement. That was in Florida. So, and I could hear her on the phone 20, 30 feet away. Some of these calls that I've heard over the years, it sounds like it's in a PVC pipe with an extra acoustic treatment that eliminates outside, you know, interference from white noise and things like that. So even in your car, with your phone on the charge thrown up against the defogger, blowing wind in the microphones, some of them have up to six microphones, so they can do phase cancellation on the noise. We all need to follow the German government guidelines for their meetings. They would have device-free meetings with everybody's cell phone down the hall, in a room playing music, and they would have a device-free meeting in a windowless room after the Snowden leaks. So if anybody's trying to do a county security, you know, militia force or, you know, deputized force to secure their county in a state of chaos for a few weeks, for whatever reason, this truck stopped running and you want to protect the inventory in all the stores or as many as you can, just like the Rodney King riots taught us, the Koreans that had their AKs up on the roofs, they didn't get looted. So I've tried to talk some different county folks into trying to do that, have a security force, you know, that could protect inventory in the stores in their county, it just falls on deaf ears, even for those that are running for office. And we've got, in every county in this country, we have trained military that could be brought in and schooled in this mentality that if you're going to talk about anything you want secure, you can't be around any of these devices, not tablets, smart TVs, and of course cell phones. Software-defined radios is what the ANT catalog called them, that Snowden and Julian Assange leaked pieces of. I don't think we've seen half of what they had, and what was leaked was obsolete by about 6 years.
Mike,
but we weren't even supposed to know about it until 2032 by the classification review.
Thank you for your call, Mike. We'll be back after the break and wrap this up.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, got about 2.5-3 minutes here to sum up your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, if you don't have an AR-15 with thermal, with a good red dot sight, a good trigger, and you don't have training on how to use it, the end of 2024 and 2025 are going to be a wild ride for you. I wish you luck.
Roger that.
It's a situation right now where the globalists, the people at Davos, the World Economic Forum, these people can't stop. They're not going to stop. They can't. They're sociopaths. There's no mechanism by which they stop visiting evil on the rest of the planet. And it's coming down to a simple fact. You're either going to fight or you're going to get on the train car. When they talk about eliminating farming and fishing, making it illegal, when they can control what a doctor can say or what a biologist can say or what any researcher can say, when the government line is more important than the truth, the end is near.
Roger that.
You know, unfortunately, we have a lot of people in this country that care more about what their preacher says than what they care about what Christ said. And honestly, often those aren't the same thing. And so at some point, we need as Americans to find humility and to find objectivity. You will not find objectivity before you find humility, I'll tell you that. And so you've got to be objective and humble, and you've got to be realistic about what's happening.
An excellent book that documents the young Jewish men and women, typically teens and 20s, who ran off into the forest with the clothes on their back and maybe a farm tool or two to farm rebel groups that fought the one of the most powerful armies on the planet, the Third Reich, and survived and lived to tell the tale. I found it very inspiring. We're supposed to believe that all Jewish people all the time were simply victims. Well, they weren't. These young Jewish men and women ran off into the forest with the clothes on their back, and they lived to fight and survive that war against the Germans, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And you know, this whole thing that you're supposed to be a pacifist if you're a Christian, it's a lie. It is a lie. Turn the cheek was for your neighbor and your family members, not the people trying to kill you. Okay? When Christ returns to defeat evil and defeat sin and defeat death, Scripture talks about placing that under your feet. Is he coming with a smile on his face, or is he bringing legions of warrior angels with him to end evil ones? Let me tell you, it's the latter. So with that in mind, get your rifles clean, learn how to use them, and get ready, folks. It's going to be a wild ride.
Roger that. Thank you, Sam. Have you back next Tuesday.
John, thank you. Let freedom ring.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.